There's a need or a hunger that we all have. Inside, we all want to be at peace with God. Now, maybe we don't say it that way, but this is the desire that God's put inside of every person. Maybe when I said peace with God, the first thing that came to your mind was religion. The need that we feel inside isn't the need to have more religion, to go to more services, to be more religious, to dress differently, or talk in a strange way. See, when we think of God, we often think of churches and cathedrals and ministers and priests and rituals and services and assemblies and mass, but we all know by experience that these things don't satisfy the internal desire we have for peace with God. The need that we have is much deeper than a mere need for more religion. We all need peace with God. The need that we have inside is a need to have peace with God. See, I've observed this need in myself, and I've seen it in other people too. It's a common need that we've all felt at different moments of our lives. Have you ever felt far away from God? Have you ever known someone else who felt far away from God? See, this is something we feel sometimes when we're alone, when the TV is turned off, and we start to think about our lives. We know there's something more, something bigger than ourselves, and that's the being that we call God. Many times at these moments, we feel like everything isn't okay between us and God. The Bible says that this is a need that God Himself has placed inside of us. In Acts 17, there's a verse in the Bible, 17:26, that says this, "And He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth. And He determined a time set for them and the exact places where they should live, that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel their way toward Him and find Him. Yet He is actually not far from each of us, for in Him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, we are indeed His offspring." See, God has put the desire to be at peace with Him inside of us. And we see the evidence of this need that God has put inside of each of us by how we live. It's as if we had a space or an emptiness inside, and all through life we search to fill this space with something, with anything that will make us feel complete. It's an emptiness that's only filled when we encounter peace with God. But before we achieve that, we try to fill the emptiness with a wide variety of activities and vices and habits and relationships. So when some people become addicted to alcohol or drugs, they're just trying to fill the emptiness they have inside. When others jump from one intimate relationship to another, they're simply trying to feel complete inside. When others become addicted to buying things, to shopping, they're just trying to fill the emptiness inside. When other people dedicate their lives to accumulating money and possessions and riches, they're searching to feel complete inside. When others spend all their time immersed in entertainment and sports and video games and parties, they're trying to satisfy the hunger they have inside that says there is something more to life. What we discover is that we are only complete when we fill that emptiness inside with God, when we finally have peace with God. See, peace with God brings peace to our lives. So if you and I have the need to be at peace with God, then we have to ask ourselves the question, why don't we have peace with God? Here's the big idea. We need peace with God because we are separated from God. The reason we don't have peace with God is because as humans, we are far from God. The Bible talks repeatedly about the separation that exists between people and God. Why do you think there's such a big separation between us and God? The reason that we are separated from God is because we sin. Our sin or our disobedience separates us from God. God says that the reason we're separated from Him is because we disobey. And one of the major themes of the Bible is that our sin separates us from God. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Isaiah 59:1 says, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor His ear too dull to hear, but your iniquities have separated you from God, your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear. For your hands are stained with blood, your fingers with guilt, your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue mutters wicked things." Colossians 1:21 says, "Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior." Ephesians 2:12 says, "Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners of the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world." The definition of the word sin is to disobey God. There's two different ways that we disobey God. The first is to do the bad things that he said we shouldn't do. For example, that's like lying and robbing, envying, exploding in anger, fornicating, talking badly about others, and many other things. We also disobey God, though, when we don't do the good things that he asks us to do. And some examples are loving others, forgiving people when they hurt us, helping people in need, and trying to be close to him. And during our entire lives, each one of us disobeys God. We all disobey God. It's part of who we are. It doesn't matter how much we try, we can't live without disobeying God. So Romans 3:10 says, there is no one righteous, not even one. And every time we disobey God, we become more and more separated from him. The reason that disobedience separates is because it is rebellion. See, I understand if it surprises you that even little sins can separate you from God. At first, that doesn't make sense that all of our sins separates us from God. In order to understand why our sin separates us from God, we have to start by looking at the purpose that God has for us. We're created to be in communion. See, to better understand why sin separates us from God, we have to go all the way back to the beginning of creation and look at the purpose that God had when he created the man and the woman. The creation story documents that God made people in his own image. In Genesis 1:26, the Bible says, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God who created him, male and female, he created them. Then later, in Genesis 3, it appears that God had the habit of walking through the garden where Adam and Eve lived and spending time with them. God made us in his image because he desires that we live in communion with him. And disobeying God is rebelling against him. Since God made us to be in communion with himself, when we disobey him, we're rebelling against him. Our disobedience is a way of saying to God, I don't care what you think or want from me. I'm going to do what I think is best. In this way, we rebel against our Creator every time we disobey him. Romans 1:21 says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts through sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Amen. In Arizona, there's an enormous canyon called the Grand Canyon. Through the middle of the canyon flows the Colorado River. And as you can imagine, in between the two sides of the canyon, there's an incredibly enormous distance. Because we have rebelled against God, we are separated from him. Our relationship with God is as if we were on two sides of the different sides of the Grand Canyon, as if we were on one side and God was on the other side. And what separates us from God is our sin, our disobedience. And the distance between the two sides of the canyon reflect the emptiness that we feel inside. The need for peace with God that we feel is because there is a great distance between us and God. And our sin doesn't just separate us from God. Eventually, it takes us to an eternity far away from God. See, God has promised to severely punish our rebellion against him, and sin leads us to death. The hardest truth that God says in his word is that when we disobey him, we end up not only separated from him in this life, but also separated from him for eternity. The Bible says that this is the death that our sin produces, spending eternity in torment and punishment separated from God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Revelations 2:8, 21:18 says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Ephesians 2:3 says, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature, following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. And then Romans 2:5, But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will give to each person according to what he has done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. It's a harsh reality to consider that our sin takes us to an eternity of torment far from God. However, this is something we know is true, in part because God says it in his word, and also because it's something we feel inside. That's why when we're separated from God, we feel so strongly this need to be at peace with him. So we all feel the need to be at peace with God. We all disobey God, we sin. Because of our sin, we're separated from God, and eventually our sin leads us to an eternity without God. Now, before we end today, I want to leave you with an assignment. During this week, try to notice all the times that you do things you know you shouldn't. Every time you get mad, every time you speak poorly of something, of someone else, every time you lie, every time you lose your patience, every time you do something you know God doesn't want you to do. In these moments, reflect on this thought. This is what separates me from a perfect God.